Ah, about time for the snowman. Come on, come on, out the way, out the way. You know, I was actually there more than 20 years ago when it all happened. I hosted the party and gave James's scarf. Oh, it really did snow that night. They even had me grounded. But in the morning, everything was twinkly and alive and touched with magic.
Santa Claus settles down with a cuppa to watch The Snowman. From the book by Raymond Briggs. Flying over snow-covered fields, past a horse, then onto a cottage. The pretty red brick house appears through falling snow. Upstairs, a red-haired boy, James, rolls over in his sleep. His rosy cheeks peek over the crisp edge of a white sheet, while his head snuggles into a large pillow. Morning, and his eyes spring open. Then he stretches and yawns. Turning and seeing the falling snow, a surprised-looking James jumps out of bed in his stripy pajamas, then skips over to the window to see out. He gazes excitedly at the wintry landscape. James whips off his pajama jacket and pulls on a chunky red jumper. Getting into his blue jeans, he runs out onto the landing and downstairs, where he hurries past his dad. In the kitchen, his mum points to his bare feet. With a couple of hops, he pulls his socks on, then picks up his wellies before hurrying past his dad, who scratches his head. James sits at the front door and gets his boots on. Then his mum sticks a red woolly hat on him, which falls off when he dashes into the snow. He gazes in wonder at the white blanket that covers the landscape. Taking big strides, he looks over his shoulder to see his dark footprints in the white. He bounds round to make a circle. When he swings on a tree branch, the snow showers over him. Next, he makes a snowball and throws it at the cottage. As the snow splats on the glass, his mum comes angrily to the window. Looking apologetic, James trudges off. With his hands in his pockets, he kicks fretfully at the snow. While fluffy white flakes continue to fall, a more buoyant James rolls a large snowball. Sizing up the large ball, something suddenly occurs to him, and he starts to shovel more snow on top. As he works on a tall trunk of snow, his mum calls him in for a cup of tea and a biscuit. He gazes out at his creation. Next, his mum watches as James stands on a stool to stick a large snowball on top of the trunk. As he stands pondering his handiwork, something occurs to James. Going to his mother, she gives him a wide-brimmed hat and a scarf. He ties the olive-green scarf around the neck, then puts the floppy hat on the head. Taking a satsuma from the fruit bowl, James places it halfway up the face. Then he uses lumps of coal to make buttons and smaller, round chips for eyes. A swish of his finger adds a smile. And so, James gazes into the eyes and smiling face of his snowman. As his mum appears at the cottage door, James bids the snowman goodnight, then reluctantly heads indoors with a glance over his shoulder. Inside, James cups his hands to the window to peer out at the snowman. His dad toasts a slice of bread at the fire, and his mum calls James over. He drags himself away from the window, while keeping his gaze on the snowman's back. His dad points at his watch. It's 7:30 as James heads upstairs. In the bathroom, having cleaned his teeth, He gazes out of the window at the snowman, then looks embarrassed when his mum catches him. With his pajama jacket half on, James rushes across the landing. In his room, he does a forward roll into bed, then slides under the covers before his mum gives him a goodnight kiss. In the dark, James turns restlessly. Suddenly, he jumps out of bed and goes over to the window. He shivers, then gets back under the sheets. Still not sleeping, he sits up and slips his dressing gown on. Tiptoeing downstairs in his slippers, James goes past the grandfather clock showing midnight. He looks excitedly from the snowman to the clock, then back again. There's a burst of colourful lights on the snowman's back, and he comes to life. James steps outside, then the snowman takes his hat off and bows to him. Ambling over to the boy, the snowman shakes his hand. Then James invites him in. The snowman smiles broadly as James takes him by the arm. He urges his new friend to be quiet. He brings the shy-looking snowman into the living room. Noticing a black cat sleeping in front of the fire, the snowman goes to pet it. The startled feline sends the snowman reeling into the Christmas tree. The snowman tinkles a bell on the tree. Then he looks delighted when James turns on the tree lights. Gazing into a bauble, the snowman's big round face looks bigger and rounder. The pair share a laugh as James copies the snowman. Now, James leads the snowman over to a comfy armchair that he sinks into. James then turns the TV on. Sitting by the glowing red coal fire, the round-bodied snowman's eyes marvel at the TV. James leaps into action when he sees the snowman is feeling the heat. They leave the sitting room. In the kitchen, the snowman looks intrigued when James switches the light on and off. The snowman copies James. Then the boy takes him over to the sink. James turns on the cold tap, then the snowman turns on the hot. Clouds of steam make him cover his face. Sniffing a washing up liquid bottle, the snowman gets a surprise when it squirts. Spotting a Christmas cake, he picks up a decoration that looks just like him, and he smiles. Finding the fruit bowl, the snowman tries on some new noses. First a big apple, next a pear, then a banana. He turns to show them off to James, who giggles. Now he puts on a pineapple and teases James with its spiky leaves. The snowman puts his own nose back on, then opens various cupboard doors for a look. Finding the fridge, he basks in its chill. As he escorts the snowman out of the kitchen, James turns the light off. Upstairs, James tiptoes into his parents' bedroom, with the snowman beside him. James puts his finger to his lips, then steps stealthily across the room before switching on a dressing table lamp. He quickly pulls the snowman away when he gets too close to Mum and Dad. Looking curious about the contents of a glass, The snowman reaches in, then puts the set of false teeth in his mouth. Grinning in the dressing table mirror, the snowman lets the teeth fall out. James watches as the snowman smears a dollop of face cream on. Using a blusher brush, the snowman adds colour to his cheeks. Next, James opens the wardrobe doors to reveal his mum and dad's clothes. Having stuck on a wide-brimmed hat, the snowman puts the stretchy braces on a pair of trousers over his head. James stands on a chair to snap the braces onto the snowman's broad shoulders. The boy swaps his friend's scarf for a stripy tie. The snowman adds glasses and a pipe to his new look. Puffing an atomizer in his face, he looks on the verge of a sneeze. James acts quickly to get the snowman out of the borrowed clothes and back into his own. On the landing, the snowman looks to have lost the urge to sneeze, until... James beckons him into his bedroom. When the snowman opens a music box, a Pierrot clown figure pops up and pirouettes. Dancing under a spotlight, the snowman's grace falters when he slips on a roller skate. He manages to glide around the room, then gathers James's teddy bear in his arms as a dance partner. He topples a parade of Royal Guards toys before sending a train speeding around a figure of eight track. The snowman sweeps James off his feet, then they high step from side to side. The snowman then shoots over the floor on his skate and ends up on his backside under a downpour of colourful balloons. As the snowman leaves the bedroom, James switches the light off. The snowman waves James over to the landing window. Having spotted a bulky shape under a cover in the garden, James takes the snowman to investigate. Outside, James leads the snowman over to the mysterious object. Looking puzzled, the snowman watches as James shakes snow off the cover, then helps the boy remove it and reveal a red motorbike. James goes over to the bike, then points at the key in the ignition. Smiling, the snowman hops on. Then James hands him a red crash helmet that he puts on over his floppy hat. The snowman careers off across the garden. The headlight picks out a happy James in the dark. Circling the boy, the snowman stops, then gestures for James to get on. In matching crash helmets, the pair set off through the snow. The motorbike commotion startles two pheasants into flight. Rabbits sit up as a strange light appears. Then the motorbike sends them scurrying out of the way. A white speckled owl turns to look. Then the snowman weaves the bike through dense woodland. A surprised fox bolts from the forest into the open. Moments later, the motorbike follows in its paw prints. A horse gallops after the strange two-wheeled beast. The motorbike pulls up outside the cottage. When the snowman gets off the ride, he looks worried by a strange glow on the inside of his legs. Looking like he has an idea, James takes the snowman into an outbuilding. James opens the lid on a freezer cabinet. Then the snowman slides in like it's a relaxing bath. He puts a bag of frozen peas on his head, then lies back and closes his eyes. Feeling something digging into him, the snowman stares at a picture of snowy mountains and pine trees on a box. With a distant look in his eyes, the snowman gets out of the cabinet, sticks his hat on, then steps outside, leaving James behind. The boy bounds outside and takes the snowman's hand. They stride faster and faster until they fly. Flying out over the coast to sea, James points at a passenger ship down below. There's a party on board, and a man holding a bottle looks up, astonished to see a snowman and boy in the night sky. Of Santa and his sleigh gazes in amazement as James and the snowman fly by.
We're drifting over icy mountains floating by.
Pine trees cling to the jagged mountains against an icy blue sky. Waves break at the bottom of sheer cliffs, and angular rocks loom from the dark sea, where a whale's tail slaps the choppy surface, just as James and the snowman glide by. Whale sprays James as he hangs onto the snowman's arm. The huge grey mammal dives majestically. Two penguins bump into each other as they look skyward. Soaring over land again, the pair are greeted by dramatic green, purple, red, and blue lights shimmering on the horizon. The snowman ensures a soft landing for him and his friend. James looks around nervously. Then the snowman leads him towards a dark forest. On the other side of the woods, they emerge into a throng of smiling snowmen who turn one by one to welcome them. Right at the heart of the group is Santa, in a frilly apron. He opens his arms in greeting. James looks to the snowman, who pushes him forward. Then Santa pats the boy on the head. A snowman in a party hat serves up drinks and cakes as Santa signals for the music to begin. Flautists, violinists, and a cellist all cluster around a piano player. Taking James by both hands, the snowman dances the boy down an aisle of clapping revelers. The partygoers then tuck into a feast. A snow woman blushes as she sits beside one of the violinists. Now James takes the hand of different snowmen in turn in a merry dance. A cowboy snowman and James turn back to back with their arms crossed. Holding hands in a circle, everyone moves as one into the middle. Then James finds himself at the center of things. A snowman in a kilt dances around an awestruck James. The Scottish snowman takes James's hand and they skip brightly from side to side. Then the pair spin around, hands held tightly. Novelties burst out of crackers. Ribbon-tasseled party hats on, the snowmen dance, with James changing places with his partners on each turn. James and the snowman dance away from the main group. Turning and turning, their feet hardly seem to touch the ground. Then they fall. Santa helps James up. Then he points to a log cabin. Opening the doors, a warm light floods out. Two reindeers are in their stables. While James pets the reindeer, Santa picks out a present for him. Unwrapping a snowman-patterned scarf, a beaming James puts it round his neck. An anxious-looking snowman points to the sky. Then James hugs Santa goodbye. James and the snowman soar above the pine trees and out across the frozen expanse far below. They fly over a small town with a hotel and a church with a clock tower. Soon, James and the snowman have crossed the sea. Passing over rolling hills and fields, safely under the snowman's arm, James points home out to him. They glide over a hedge, and the snowman sets James down gently on the ground. The snowman ushers a reluctant James towards the cottage. Having shaken hands, the boy stops to gaze back at the snowman, who waves goodbye. Looking sad, James runs to the snowman and throws his arms around him. The snowman waves goodbye, then turns to face away from the cottage as James closes the front door. James waves from the window. In bed, his rosy cheeks peek above the crisp edge of the white sheet as he turns restlessly. Sensing it's morning, James jumps out of bed and runs from his room. He pulls on his dressing gown as he gallops downstairs. Mum and Dad at the breakfast table look quizzical as James dashes by them. Outside, James shields his eyes from the sun, then runs over to the snowman, only to find a mound of snow with the floppy hat and scarf on top. Digging in one dressing gown pocket, then the other, he pulls out the snowman-patterned scarf before dropping to his knees.